All right. Okay, I'm next. So, welcome. My name is Adolfo Garcia. I am a software engineer with a company called Stacklock. And we do supply chain security as well. So I'm here to talk to you about a project that we've been developing for the past 6 months, 7 months or so. It's called Protobomb. So just to give you a quick rundown of why this project came to be, let me start with the promise of SBOM. So if you remember the promise of SBOM, the SBOM is supposed to be the old entire analogy of the label of ingredients in our software. And so at some point, we had like a really good ingredients label for our software. But at some point, someone decided that, well, when we had one, we needed a new one that was almost quite the same, but not exactly compatible. So this led to, you know, that friendly cooperation that Gary was talking about between the formats. And at some point, jokes aside, this situation has kept SBOM applications stuck in a state that we don't want them to be in. And the fact is that most people working on SBOM applications tend to get stuck because they design their data models around the actual data models of the formats themselves. So at some point, we decided to start working on Protobomb, which is trying to solve this problem. So Protobomb came to be because of some public funding from the Department of Homeland Security through their Science and Technology Directorate. And it's now a project hosted under the OpenSF Security Tooling Working Group. So let me, I'm sorry, I'm super rushing through the slides. So let me give you a quick overview of what Protobomb does and what it's supposed to be, the problem that it's supposed to be solving. So the idea of Protobomb is that while you have software SBOM formats that are not compatible by themselves, the data in them doesn't really have to be that incompatible. The fact that one SBOM format defines the hash labels using a hash and the other doesn't, or uppercase or lowercase, doesn't really change the meaning, as we just heard, of the data that's contained in them. So what Protobomb tries to propose is that it gives you an abstraction of a graph that captures all of the SBOM data in those documents, and it rises one level above of the native libraries. So the ideal of Protobomb is that you can let the SBOM formats flourish and be as expressive as they want, and we can still capture all of that information and make sure that we can do several interesting things with them. So the first idea is anybody who has done some kind of SBOM work probably has created their own abstraction to read the SBOM data, and Protobomb keeps several definitions of the SBOM data in protocol buffers, so libraries can use them from many languages, and you can still use those libraries in your project. So if right now we maintain an official Go library, another Python library is also coming, and we're open to having more of them. So the first thing that Protobomb is that collection of data structures that capture losslessly all of the SBOM data. We also capture how data gets degraded if you output the SBOM data to the native format. So if the idea is that you should never lose SBOM data, but in the cases that there's like some minor nuance that you have to, we document that and we let you know. And the idea is that you can control how that loss happens. The second part of the Protobomb is the library that we maintain. So we maintain serializers and non-serializers to read and write the data into each of the formats. So the idea is that if you're building an SBOM application, you can read all of the data and work with a neutral representation of the data. And then we try to solve some of the most common problems there. The first one was ingestion and writing. And right now, some new contributors on the project are solving how to pair our data structures with GORM so that they can be ingested. So the idea is that if you are trying to develop an SMAM application, you don't need to care about reading, writing, or storing that information in a database.